Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Emily Woodbury, in for Sarah Fenske. An outstanding warrant can hang over a person like a dark cloud. Someone with a warrant can be arrested at any time, meaning that a routine traffic stop can result in arrest. With a warrant, there's a constant worry that you may suddenly be taken to jail at any moment. And in St. Louis, there are a lot of people with outstanding warrants. As of this month, there are nearly 119,000 outstanding warrants in the city. The St. Louis Municipal Court is hoping to chip away at that figure by holding a four-day warrant amnesty program from February 24th to the 27th. And here with me now to talk about it is Judge Newton McCoy, an administrative judge in St. Louis Municipal Court. Judge McCoy, thank you so much for coming in today.
All right, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So this is the third consecutive year that you've offered this program. I know it's been done also in the past, that you've offered this program to those with warrants. Generally, who's coming to these events and what kind of charges are you seeing?
Well, we don't have a good demographic way to describe who's coming. It's directed to anybody who has an outstanding bench warrant. So they may have a traffic case, running a stop sign or driving while suspended. They may have a housing code case. They may have a shoplifting case. So the whole variety of tickets that we handle are eligible for people to come in, other than driving under the influence and leaving the scene of an accident and prostitution. So our offer in the program is that anybody who comes to our customer service window during amnesty, we're going to cancel their warrants without any bond requirement, any charge, any fee, no questions asked. And then we're going to send them into a courtroom that same day and make an effort to resolve as many cases as we can for them that same day. Ones that we can't resolve, we're going to give short continuances to. But the notion is a no penalty, no questions asked, free, come in, get your warrant canceled.
And can you, you know, I mentioned at the outset the impact these warrants can have on someone's lives. Can you expand on that a bit? How do these warrants affect the people who come in?
Well, if somebody manages to get them into a situation where they have outstanding bench warrants, people have to get to work. People with children have to get their children to childcare. St. Louis doesn't really have a transportation system that works for everybody, public transportation. So people to do those things are going to drive. So you are at risk when you have a warrant of getting pulled over, possibly be taken into custody. That's a bad thing if you're alone with your children when that happens. Might interfere with you showing up for a job. Having the warrant at all may make it hard for you to get a job when somebody runs your background. So there are a variety of ways that can be disruptive.
Mm-hmm. And from the people who have gone in past years who have participated in this program, what have they said about the impact this has had on their lives to get that warrant cleared?
We're usually talking business in the courtroom, so I don't hear people talk about the impact in the courtroom. We see people out in the community. And we get good feedback when we see our defendants out in the grocery store or on the street, whatever it might be. I think the response is pretty good. Most people don't want to have warrants, especially as they get older and they have children and they have a job. They want their life to be a little bit more stable.
Mm-hmm. And for those listening, we want to hear from you during this conversation. Have you or do you currently have an outstanding warrant? How does it affect your day-to-day? And what questions do you have about the city's amnesty program? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Or you can send us a tweet at STL On Air or email us at talk@stlpublicradio.org. So this program starts on Monday. And so on Monday, someone who has an outstanding bench warrant without a cash bail requirement, they can come in to get their charges forgiven. Take us through the process. You know, what do they need to do to get these charges cleared? What do they need to bring to the courthouse?
Well, even if they have a bond requirement right now, we're going to waive that and disregard it. So there's not going to be bond even if you have a cash bond on you. So we're going to be open regular business hours from 8 to 5 Monday through Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have extended hours from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. So if a person comes to our building at 1520 Market, they want to enter on the 16th Street side. In order for us to serve you, you need to have a picture ID. That's your driver's license or a state non-driver ID so that we can verify that we know who we're talking with. For people who have cases where there's a compliance issue, they didn't have a license, they have their license now. Didn't have insurance now. They ought to bring those things with them when they come to the customer service window, because we're going to see them that same day. Anything they have that might help us resolve the case, they ought to bring that paperwork with them right now, and we'll see them the same day.
I can imagine that for people with warrants, the thought of entering the city's municipal court building is intimidating. Can you confirm that no one will be arrested in court during this program?
Well, that's one of the reasons people give for not coming to court in the first place. So, no, we will not arrest anybody for anything when they come to amnesty. That's kind of the opposite of an idea of amnesty. People think that they have to have money in their pocket to come. They have all kinds of notions, but this is no questions asked, come in. We want the opportunity for you to resolve your case. And so all those things, those concerns about I'm going to get arrested or somebody's waiting for me, not true, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it is part of the idea with the amnesty program to get people to re-engage with the court system under kind of a less strenuous condition?
That's what we hope.
Yeah.
Since if it's strenuous for people, it's hard to make it easier to come in than to say it's free. You don't have to post a bond. No questions asked.
According to our newsroom's reporting, in 2018, there were 54,000 outstanding warrants in the city. There were 92,000 outstanding warrants in 2019, and as of the beginning of this month, there are nearly 119,000. That's a more than 100% jump in 2 years. What do you attribute that to?
We have increased volume. The number of cases that are filed with us to process goes up every year. We're on a track this year to originate 100,000 cases. I kind of took the chance to look at some reporting for other jurisdictions. The number of our warrants compared to our outstanding cases is worse than some places. It's better than some places. It's comparable to some other places. So it's hard to explain the behavior of people who are actively trying to avoid you by not coming to court. But certainly our increased volume has something to do with that.
Mm-hmm. And why the increased volume, do you think?
We are asked to take responsibilities for new programs on an ongoing basis. We have more Metro tickets being written. The business that we handle increases. We're asked to take more responsibility as each year goes along.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to take a call, and if you'd like to join our conversation, you can call us at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Sean is calling in from St. Louis. Sean, you're on St. Louis on the air. What's your question?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just had a quick question. And that is, I'm confused about, I love the idea of the amnesty program, and I was just confused as to why someone in sex trade would not qualify for that program. So somewhat, you had mentioned prostitution, DUI. I can completely understand DUI, but just curious about the prostitution. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sean. Judge McCoy, why is prostitution not part of the amnesty program?
Well, our experience with prostitution, defendants charged with prostitution offenses, is that we see them in court and we give them another court date. They tend not to come back. When we deal with those particular individuals, it's not something that we can resolve in a day because we're interested in the extent to which they could benefit from services and we could try to prevent recidivism. So our experience with bringing people in with those kinds of charges and then expect them to follow up has not been good, and that's the reason why we don't include that.
I'm talking with St. Louis Municipal Court Judge Newton McCoy about the city's warrant amnesty program that's happening next Monday through Thursday. Judge McCoy, what are some of the benefits that the city gets from this? Is there some cost savings for St. Louis City?
I don't know that there's a quantifiable cost benefit, but we do get the opportunity to resolve cases. If they're older cases, that's better. We don't want to hold these cases for a long time. We don't like having people under warrant. We'd prefer that they come in and deal with their position immediately. It gives them an opportunity, if they're charged with driving while suspended or no insurance, to try to work with them to achieve license restoration, get their insurance. Ultimately, from a policy point of view, our court believes it's better to have people with licenses have insurance. When they come in, we have an opportunity to address those problems with them. We want to do our best to try to get those remediated before we turn them out.
During last year's program, St. Louis disposed of 1,120 cases and canceled 6,945 warrants for about 1,600 people. Mm-hmm. And about 4,000 cases were also continued to new dates. In addition to warrant amnesty, some cases are just dismissed outright. What kinds of cases get dismissed?
If people are charged with no insurance and they can show us they had insurance at the time, we're going to dismiss that case outright. For very minor cases, not having plates, no inspection certificate, Metrolink tickets, if they're 5 and 6 years old, sometimes there's not a benefit to the city or the defendant to continue that prosecution. It's too remote in time and very minor charge. If we see people during this amnesty that have a mixture of current charges and old charges, sometimes our city councilor, we will dismiss cases now as an incentive to try to get the current ones resolved. But the other piece of it is that when people have dug themselves into a hole with old cases and they're ready now to try to comply with the law, then we want to make that easier. We don't want to create a situation where there's no way for them to get themselves in a position where in the compliance. And when you hold on to some of those old cases, it makes it harder.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that there's so many different reasons why someone would have a warrant, why they have an outstanding warrant. Do you see any trends within that, though? Like, do we see a lot of people not appearing for court and that's why they have the warrant? What kind of trends are you seeing?
Well, there's not a reason for us to issue a warrant unless a person has failed to return to come to court. Mm-hmm. Even if they miss once on their first appearance, we don't issue a warrant then. We send them a letter and a summons. So they have to skip a couple of times before they get a warrant. Even at that, the first time they get a warrant, if they come into the window, we'll set aside that warrant on a hardship basis without them having to post a bond. For people who can't post the bond at that point, I have a special issues docket at 11 o'clock every Tuesday morning where we talk with people who have warrants that are stuck that can't make the bond or have other issues, so they have a judge to talk to, so they just won't be stuck. So these people are ones who still have warrants despite those procedures. And that's why we want to make it easy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this seems like a great program, and I believe you're a proponent of it.
Correct? I am.
So what's the thinking in giving a set amount of time for the warrant amnesty program instead of just practicing it year-round?
Well, I suppose that my Tuesday issues docket, where people can come in, they can walk in the morning and get signed up to see me at 11, is a mini amnesty that we have every week. But when we do a large-scale amnesty like this, a lot of people come in. It's hard for us to do that on an ongoing basis because our days are heavily scheduled with regular business. And so if we were doing walk-ins every day, it would be hard for us to get our other work done. Mm-hmm. And when we do have a high volume of walk-ins for amnesty, it's a stress. This amnesty week is a sprint for our staff and our city councilors and for us. So we're going to be there all hours to try to finish this. And so it's not practical to do it every day, other than Tuesday mornings, my issues docket. It's kind of like a mini amnesty if somebody comes in and asks to see me.
After next week, are there plans to begin kind of rounding up those with remaining warrants and bring them into court? What happens to those who don't show up next week?
I doubt that our police department is going out trying to round up people. Most often, people discover or be arrested on warrants during a traffic stop and their background is run. So the notion of our police department with its other responsibilities going around looking for traffic offenders to execute warrants, that's not really what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, we have about a minute left. And before I let you go, I'd like to check in on the status of another program meant to make it easier for people to, you know, satisfy their obligation to the law. In 2015, the St. Louis City Municipal Court started allowing people to make payments and schedule court dates online, eliminating the need for them to come in just to pay a fine. What's the status of this program? Has it met the needs it was intended for?
Well, we have two situations. One, we have tickets that can be paid out of court ahead of time. And so that can be done easily. We have a procedure for that. Folks ought to call our court to verify that their case qualifies for a payment out of court. So we do that with Metro tickets. We do that with some minor traffic violations. If somebody has a fine in court that's due, the city has an application called Pay It. And so those cases can be paid in full online without anybody having to come into a courtroom. We have a link to it on our webpage. We give a flyer to everybody who comes in to tell them about that. We also have payment plans that let people pay at the cashier's window during regular business hours so they don't have to come to a courtroom. We prefer having to do that so somebody doesn't have to work around their day just to come to a courtroom to make a payment if they're making regular payments at the window.
We should mention, if you've been listening to our conversation and you're concerned that you may have an outstanding warrant, you can check your status online at municourt.net. That's municourt.net. Judge Newton McCoy, thank you so much for talking with me today.
All right. Thanks for having me in.
Judge McCoy is an administrative judge in the St. Louis Municipal Court. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.